Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites. John Mulligan in the Irish Independent reports that Vertical Aerospace, the electric air taxi developer, is suing a British company that was involved in the development and manufacture of major components for its prototype aircraft. Vertical, which was founded by the Belfast-born businessman Stephen Fitzpatrick and which has been heavily backed by the Dublin-based jet lessor Avalon, has launched the action in London's Circuit Commercial Court against Prodrive Composites in what is listed as a contract dispute. Last August, an experimental test flight of Vertical's VX4 electric aircraft with remote pilot ended as the vehicle crashed onto a runway. A propeller blade had detached from the electric propulsion unit due to the failure of an adhesive bond. NBC reports that Apple, a company famous in large part for its effective and stylish marketing, crushed it with its newest ad, literally but not metaphorically. To promote its new ultra-thin iPads, the tech giant released an ad on which an industrial crushing machine compresses an array of creative objects to birth a new iPad. The iPad Pro ad features some of art's greatest tools, books, paint cans, statues, musical instruments, an old model TV, an arcade game machine, getting pulverized into oblivion to the cheery tune of All I Ever Need Is You. Just imagine all the things it'll be used to create, Apple CEO Tim Cook wrote on X in a post with video of the commercial. Though the company is usually praised for its clever marketing, many people on social media were quick to criticize the commercial, calling it destructive and suggesting it was crushing creativity. An Apple spokesperson had not responded to requests. Caught Caden in the Irish Examiner reports that the government does not anticipate a tsunami of businesses looking to be rescued through a restructuring scheme this year, despite lingering cost pressures that continue to bite small firms. Fiona O'Dea, the principal officer at the Department of Enterprise, Trade and Employment, said that while insolvency levels have recently ticked upwards, according to reports by professional firms like Deloitte and PwC, they remain below pre-pandemic levels. We don't believe there's a clear evidence to support the proposition that we're facing a serious insolvency situation or a tsunami, said Mrs. O'Dea. She made her comments at an enterprise committee on Wednesday, where she discussed the use of the Small Company Administrative Rescue Process, or SCARP, a scheme set up during the pandemic to help viable firms survive during economic volatility.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.